Speaking of us, mate, as part of 11:16 SEN's AFLW coverage, and what a great weekend of games it was. Megan, how are you?
Hello, Francis. What a weekend it was, and round three's done and dusted now. We're nearly halfway through the competition, and the wheat seems to be separating from the chaff.
Yeah, we've definitely got a couple of clear standouts, and the Adelaide Crows at the moment are setting the pace. That was a tough game, a difficult game for both teams against the Blues yesterday. The weather was tricky, the wind was difficult, the rain at times made the ball slippery, but the big moments came in that last quarter, and Erin Phillips provided one of the great highlights of the competition so far.
She sure did. To think that Adelaide were goalless until 10 minutes into the third term and came behind and were able to win was a real spectacle. Erin Phillips is just proving to be such a star in this competition, and she's an international sportswoman, sports star, really. When you think when AFLW finishes, she's going to play in the WNBA. So it's not like she even plays basketball in a national competition here. She plays in the best competition in the world. So that goal from 60 metres out, that long bomb, was sensational. So I'm not sure if we'll see too many better goals this year, but gee, the Crows are flying, and their coach Bec Goddard's doing such a terrific job with them. The win was just the fifth time this group has been together as one, which is incredible considering they've got 9 players based in the Northern Territory. So she's got them on the same page, and it's proving to be a hit so far.
Yeah, they're a very powerful unit. Carlton were pretty good yesterday. I feel disappointed they didn't get that win because they for long periods of the game they looked to be in control.
Definitely. They're very consistent, aren't they, the Blues? So Damien Keeping has been out to find some consistency in their early performances. They'll be disappointed with that loss, but they certainly didn't play badly. And, it makes this Saturday's game against Melbourne out at Casey Fields, which is our match for broadcast, an even bigger game considering the Blues are coming off that loss and the D's are back in town.
Yeah, they've had 2 wins in a row, and I saw them on Saturday night. They were far too good for the Western Bulldogs. Challenged in the early stages of the second half, but really strong. They run really hard, and they're a really well organised unit, the Demons. And after that comeback win last week, they've found their groove.
They have. We spoke to their coach Mick Stanier on SEN after the match, and he said it's been a big week in footy, which it has been, considering that they came back after trailing at half-time against Collingwood, and to get that win over the Bulldogs, who were depleted without their skipper and key forward in Katie Brennan. So it's breathed a bit of life into their campaign. They'd be really happy with the touch of their captain, Daisy Pearce, who was able to rack up 26 disposals and stamp her authority over the contest, particularly in the second quarter. So she's leading from the front, which they need. And Elise O'Day, she's proving to be quite the star in this competition. Gee, she was tough and got them going in the midfield. So she's a player to watch.
The other game that was a real heart stopper was the Brisbane Lions and Collingwood. Brisbane hanging on for a 4-point win. The Magpies have now lost 3 games in a row. You could see at the end of that one that they were fairly shattered at the end of that contest, because that there goes their chance of qualifying for the final. But they gave it everything, the Magpies, on the road against the Lions.
They sure did. I heard Kate Sheehan speaking on the Hour of Power show yesterday morning, and she said the Pies were really happy with their increased effort and intensity and their attitude in the match, which certainly came out. But 9-3 now, which is a very worrying sign for them. But Brisbane at the other end, undefeated after 3 rounds, and nobody really saw that coming either. So they've had a tough win over Melbourne at Casey Fields in all sorts of weather, gone over and beaten Freo in Perth and not Collingwood off. So they've got GWS this week, who are coming off a draw, and Brisbane are travelling quite nicely and quietly too, going under the radar up north.
Yeah, 3 wins from 3 starts along with the Adelaide Crows, and it was the first draw in the history of the AFLW in the early game, and a bit of one for the AFL to sort out between 2 teams that seem to be wearing the same jumper, GWS and Fremantle. And that sort of ruins both their chances, because with half a win from 3 starts, it's almost impossible for them to make the final as well.
Yeah, sometimes a draw can be handy, can't it, with those points, but not in this situation. And, yeah, a bit of a fashion faux pas, so not sure whether Freo bought the wrong jumpers and the wrong shorts. There was a bit of a costume change at quarter time, but yeah, Michelle Cowan, the Freo coach, will be disappointed with the Dockers' start to the inaugural season. They were tipped to be one of the leading teams, one of the pace setters for AFLW. They've got a lot of the WA talent over there, and she's put together a pretty impressive list on paper, but they've failed to fire so far, which has been disappointing for the Dockers.
So as it stands, Adelaide and Brisbane with 3 wins, Carlton with 2 along with Melbourne, and then the Bulldogs with 1 behind them. But so it's the 2 top teams at the moment who's setting the pace in the AFLW in terms of not only the wins and losses, but just the standard of the footy they're playing. Good on you, Megan. And this weekend, what have we got?
We've got Melbourne and Carlton Saturday morning from Casey Field. So looking forward to getting out there. We'll have the game from 11 on 11:16 SEN.